The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
Past 450 horsepower, you need to build the motor, but still.
No.
It's not the Cobra. It's not the Terminator. It doesn't have the forged piston.
No.
Is your podcast even a podcast if you haven't done a tier list yet? This week on Flag Time.
Oh, hey, they approved the work on that Insight. Go rip the cylinder head off and see why it has no compression on cylinder two. I'm like, okay.
That's at least you get paid hourly.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, that's cool. I'm glad they're, you know, fixing it. But the thing is I just did three really easy recalls and then did nothing for an hour, and it's like 10 a.m. and now I'm tired.
Hell yeah. Welcome to the Flag Time like, podcast, hey. Everybody.
And they're like, rip the cylinder podcast. Head off before lunch. And I'm like, all right, it might be a little later than that, but we'll see.
Where we talk a lot about not that.
What a fucking intro.
Here comes the pizza.
That looks like some good fucking pizza. Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys.
Thanks, Barbara. Love you.
What kind of pizza is that?
This is West Side Pizza. You guys will have this when you get here. It is,
yay.
It's pretty good. Like, it's when you get it and it's hot, it's like a solid 8 out of 10.
Like, is it like a local chain, or is it like a mom and pop pizza place?
It's a Washington chain.
Okay, so it's definitely better than the big chains.
No, what specific pizza is that?
Well. This is a Meat Mania pizza. Ooh. Actually, no.
Hell
this is a,
yeah.
No, this is a Chicken Bacon Ranch pizza.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a Meat Mania, but...
It looked a little bit too yellow to... Bleh.
And this is now a food podcast, yes. By the way. this is a Primo Pesto? Is that what it's called? I think it's called Primo Pesto. It's a pesto sauce pizza. It's super fucking good.
It doesn't look green at all.
Shout out. Well, it's underneath the cheese.
It's under the sauce.
Yep. It is the sauce.
Hey guys, I have a pro tip for you. When you're holding a camshaft and you're holding it by the camshaft adjuster that has all the teeth for the timing chain. And you're holding it by there to use your impact to take the screw that holds it to the camshaft. Don't do that. Don't hold the
oh my god, dude. Yeah, those are sharp.
Yeah,
let me hold something that spins while I then put something that spins to spin it off.
I was like, I got this. Now I'm bleeding. Sick. All right. From three different places.
Oh no. Also, fun. I'm in the settings menu and I can't get out of it.
In Discord,
where there it is. Okay, like, see when the window's too, when the window's too small, the escape button is not there.
Okay,
that's like when I was putting a rack and pinion in a GMC Envoy one time, and I was trying to, because it kind of like slides up in between the subframe, and I couldn't see behind it, so I had my finger in the hole to figure out where the hole of the bolt hole for the rack and pinion was.
Yeah.
The bolt hole.
So I was trying to fucking like push it up further so I could get the bolt through it. And I tapped it with a hammer and it went too far. And I took my hand out and the tip of my finger was gone. Like,
oh.
Under there. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I finished putting the rack in and then I just banished my hand up because it was right there. I wasn't going to stop.
Oh, sick. A life changing injury. Let me just continue with my life.
No, it didn't like cut the whole tip of my finger. They're just like, all the skin that was on the top of my finger, it was like gone. It's like, cool, that's going to bleed for like 3 days. I had to wear the finger condom for 3 days till it healed. Every time I took it off, just a gallon of water came out of it somehow. The fun part is taking the finger condoms off. I just take the air blaster and stick it on it and shoot it off.
Yeah.
I just chop my wrists off when I need to take them off.
Oh, yeah, that's the easiest way to take gloves off is to just cut your whole hand off.
You just grow a new hand.
You just hand delete.
grow a new hand immediately. Hand, yeah.
Delete mod.
You're quick. Not a real man if you can't regrow limbs.
Not a real man until unless you get up at 4 in the morning, 1 and 2 in the morning, go to work and work 70,000 hours, and then go back home and beat the shit out of your wife. You're not a real man unless you do that.
You're not a real man unless you get up at 1 in the morning.
You're not a real man unless you fuck in the morning. Your dog. L I B E R O L E.
Oh yeah, we have announced that this is completely unrelated. We have announced that officially announced the Pacific Northwest meetup.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Where Westside Pizza is.
Yes. Because we did that whole like marketing campaign with WWF WWE.
Countdown to the ween or
yes, countdown to the ween or those of you who don't know that we reused and repurposed Chris Jericho's introduction countdown thing. So that's what that is. A lot of people, I think a lot of our listeners didn't even exist in 1999, so that's probably
that's crazy. It's hard crazy. To believe.
I mean, EM2 Yuki was born in 05.
My god.
Fucking Hurricane Katrina is older than he is.
The fucking the Honda Fit's older than he is.
My car is older than he is.
Mm-hmm.
His own car is older than he is.
Literally all of my cars are older than he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you eat the pizza and all the toppings come off the fucking pizza?
Oh yeah, and like the sauce like burns your bottom lip.
Yeah, the sauce. I gotta fucking eat. I'm starving.
On today's episode, tier list for cars and Sterling stuffing his fucking face.
If you want to see this, go join the Patreon. It's available for $3 a month.
It's just going to be silence.
We're not just watching it. Like, we're recording. We normally record on Saturdays, but right now we are recording on a Thursday evening.
I mean, they didn't know that until you just said that.
Well, that's what I'm using to explain that. Oh my god, I'm fucking exhausted. It's the middle of the work week.
I give up.
Exactly. That's
what? What the fuck did you even? Also, I just realized that my headphones have not been plugged in this entire time.
Amazing.
I was like, wow, it sounds so realistic. Way.
You guys are only proving my point that I'm a
fucking moron.
I didn't even work today.
Now it's in my ears. Holy fuck.
When we record on Saturdays, I come from work. I didn't work today, and I'm like twice as tired.
Somebody left a comment on one of my videos the other day.
Uh-huh.
That was like, he said, try any harder to be funny. And you'll fill in that patchy beard of yours.
Oh my god.
And I said, really? I was like, really? I didn't respond to him.
It's like, is that how that works?
I was like, I would love that, honestly. Like, can I try harder?
And then that would be such an easy fix.
It'll come like out. But that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. I commented to some random dude, like, I follow the Australian Supercars page on Instagram, and there was a dude who was it was a video of this crash that happened during one of the trophy truck races, and he was like, oh yeah, he wouldn't have crashed if he did this, and everybody was like, are you telling professionals how to race and you're just a fucking nobody with a private account? And he's like, yeah, this is America. And I'm like,
you're
typing
wrong.
This is America on a worldwide app on a post about an Australian sport.
Yeah, this is America. Well, I mean, what's confusing about that?
You went from Detroit if you ain't done this before.
Like, you're right. I haven't done that.
Taking someone off life support.
Eating a baby.
Excuse me?
You ain't from Detroit. You just don't get it. Okay. I've never been to Detroit, but I don't know.
Is that what they do at the GM headquarters?
No, they stay on your porch.
My ex's cousin's boyfriend.
Oh, God.
Moved to Detroit to become a firefighter, to put out fires. He's a super cool dude. We're actually still friends. Uh-huh. I just think it's really funny that...
people want to live in Detroit.
He was like, I want to live in Detroit because I want to be a firefighter and put out all the fucking fires in Detroit. He's like a superhero. It's like, that's that's like, I want to go fucking help people in Detroit. And like, that's crazy, but bless you.
Big ups to you, my guy.
He's going to go put out all those fires that are started by crime.
Just crime. Various crime. Random arson.
Jaywalking.
Jaywalking causes fires.
Jaywalking is a crime. For some, I mean, I think everybody has probably seen the video about why jaywalking is illegal by now, but you should go watch that. There's a video of why jaywalking is illegal.
Why do they call it jaywalking?
Is it something racist?
I don't know. It was because it was a law in the 1920s and everything had a funny name in 1922.
That's fair enough.
It's a flapper girl.
A what?
You know what a flapper girl is?
No.
A whore.
Think of that, but what is a flapper girl? Yeah, a trendy young woman in the 1920s. Yeah, like everybody, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's just like somebody who wears a cool shirt or something. That is the new definition of flapper girls. Just a woman that wears a cool shirt. But there were like dresses and stuff. I don't know. I don't remember fucking history ankle. Class. I was never interested in history.
In the 1920s?
I was interested in like science.
The only part of like blow shit up. The only part of history class I was interested in was when we got to the World War II section.
Of course it was. I was like, oh, hey, this is like Call of Duty World at War. Hey, look at that.
Like, this is like the video games.
I was that kid. I played Call of Duty World at War, and then I went to a fucking museum and was like, MP40.
That's me now, except because of War Thunder, I know more about the tanks in the museum than the actual employees do.
Yeah. It's me with planes because of Ace Combat. Looking up at the fucking weapons bay of an F-22 going, how the fuck they fit 130 missiles up in this bitch?
They fit four.
Not in Ace Combat, they don't.
130 missiles.
In Ace Combat, hammer space is cannon. Just pull shit out of nowhere.
In Ace Combat, your rotary cannon has unlimited ammunition instead of 500 rounds.
Unless you pick the highest difficulty setting, and then you have limited ammo for the gun.
That's dumb.
That's how they make it hard. So you gotta
limit the ammunition.
You gotta manage resources and not fire like, off.
You have to manage your shit.
Yeah. In easy mode, you could literally just hold the gun open at all times and just not run out.
I still never played that game.
Which one?
Ace Combat.
There's many. I would highly recommend. I mean, honestly, you could start with Ace Combat 7. You won't understand the story at all, but
it's why are the planes talking to each other? I don't know what it's about.
I mean, that's kind of close.
You can start with 5, honestly.
You can start with 5. If you want to start chronologically, you'd start with 0.
Yeah.
But
which one's 0? Is it called 0?
Ace Combat 0, the Belkan War, is the full title.
Mm.
That's the hardest one to get to, because it's the most desirable right now.
Mm-hmm. How can there be a 0?
That's just the title of it.
It's 0 because the disc is round, like the number 0.
Get it?
Okay. Alice in Chains sound.
But yeah, I am extremely biased, and I would recommend starting with Ace Combat 4. Mobius. That's
rated Mobius edition.
I wasn't ready for that at all.
Also, there's definitely going to be like a couple people that are watching the video episode and be like, why the fuck does he eat like that or something? You ever have someone critique you for the way you eat?
No, because I would fucking hit them.
Nobody critiques me the way I eat because I eat it faster than they can realize how I eat. And then they're like, why don't you have any food on your plates? Because I eat.
Because I ate it all, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, I fucking ate it all. Bitch. The food is right there. I'm not talking until the food's done. And then it's just a fucking vacuum.
Somebody was like, why you eat like that? I'd be like, why you exist like that, bitch?
Why you, what? Yeah, why do you, why are you?
Why are you? Why
you eat like that? Why I look in a different direction than the other one?
What if I...
What the fuck?
Oh, God, is that one of those hood lights?
What if I do this?
Oh, my God.
It's LED, so the it kind of...
Oh, my God, there's the fucking shadow.
Well, the shadow, and because it's an LED, it's kind of making, like, waves.
Oh, whoa, it is. Yeah, I see that. Here, what if I do this?
That's worse.
Even worse.
Oh, that's worse. Okay, never mind. Fuck you, Milwaukee.
You need to get a not LED light.
Hey, Milwaukee, I have a lot of your tools. Give me more.
Or please. Get an LED with a higher refresh rate.
I'm just kidding. I love refresh Milwaukee rate. I am
pulse rate, whatever the fuck there it's you called. Go.
I am definitely red-pilled in the sense that Milwaukee are the best power tools.
I'm green-pilled in that case.
Green.
You have a Ryobi drill?
Yes.
He's Ryobi, man.
I have Ryobi
piece
tools.
Of shit.
Yeah. Ryobi window licker reporting in.
I don't know. I'm not a fucking brand guy.
They're just cheap. I could get tools a fucking drill. I could get a bit driver for $70. And it lasts forever. Like, goddamn. I'm not gonna fucking spend $300 for a bit driver if I can get one for $70.
Oh, come on.
I got a bit driver and hammer drill combo for $150.
Hell yeah.
From someone on fucking Marketplace? What the fuck?
No, from Home Depot, brand new DeWalt in the box.
Hell yeah.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from.
Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have three tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Hi, Stirworks here. We here at Flag Time want to let you guys know that Apple has required Patreon to use their in-app purchasing system and remove all other billing options from their iOS services. This means that Apple's 30% App Store fee will be added to our existing tier prices, ramping up the cost. We want you to avoid this by using your browser on your Apple device for any Patreon purchases after November of 2024. Doing this bypasses the 30% App Store fee and doesn't allow an already successful corporation to nickel and dime you as the consumer. Existing supporters don't need to worry, as this only affects new members. Thank you for your attention, and we appreciate your continued support of this dumbass show.
Should we start this tier list, or do we want to keep bullshitting for a little bit?
I am almost eating. I'm almost done eating my pizza. Let's bullshit until the pizza's over.
Okay. Bonus bullshit pizza time.
Is a new segment. I got a wallet. For my
Jesus
phone.
Fucking oh my Christ, God. Why?
So my ass looks like from the side
that
view.
Looks excessive. That would be a pain in the ass to put in my pocket.
Well, hear me out. It eliminates the need for a separate wallet. And also it just it comes it off.
Explodes.
Comes and dies. Ow.
It's weird that your wallet does that.
Cumsplode.
Well, yeah, pretty cool. Oh, I just showed my credit card.
Eric, you're froze.
Yeah, I'm going to blur that. Yep. Big censored bar.
Whoops, sorry. Don't look at my credit card number.
Write that down!
So how are we doing with this tier list? Are you just going to write it down on a piece of paper?
Since I couldn't find a tier list website that wasn't complete trash, I'm gonna write it down.
You pretty much just need to use like Excel.
I mean,
I don't have that on my computer.
So you gotta have like
I don't have a computer.
Tier S, tier A, B, C, F.
I got S, A, B, C, D, F, and then trash.
You also need to put not a car, just in case.
Not a car.
Or is that the trash tier? Okay.
The trash is just a car that's bad. If it's not, if they put something that's not a car, they're banned.
Make garlic the fuck out of this pizza. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to put that as the banned person tier.
How do you garlic the fuck out of a pizza?
Like zoom that.
In. I can see the grease from here.
So you know
I
it's good.
I saw my fingernails on the screen, and I was like, fuck.
Patreon watchers are going to be like,
yeah. I didn't even notice the shit under your fingernails. Right. I was too fucking focused on the pizza.
Pizza done.
Hell yeah. Let's get started on this fucking tier list.
Hang on.
Hell yeah. Heavily user interacted episode because the only options... Okay, so the way this tier list is going to work, it's basically going to be every car kind of basically starts at C tier base, and then they go up and down in tiers based off of, like, you know, reliability, aftermarket support, this and that.
Okay.
Just a bunch of different
things. Is probably going to be a two-part episode, by the way.
Well, probably. Wouldn't it be easier just to have it like an overall score for the car?
Well, yeah, kind of, because, like, so, like, for
example... Is it our opinion, or is it facts?
I would say both.
It's, I mean, our opinion is facts for the most part, because we're all seasoned mechanics.
Our opinion is facts for the most part.
We have a platform, therefore everything we say is true.
We have a new quote of the day.
But, like, different, like, for example, like, the fucking 2018 Mustang, the 550 chassis, that's... Although aftermarket support, out of the box, that car's great. H-tier. The Mustang 2, trash.
I'm going to have to trust your guys' opinion on that, because if it's not a Mercedes, I don't give a... Not that I don't give a fuck. It's that I don't know a fuck.
I don't know a fuck.
Unless you've driven it. But unless it's a Prius, and you've driven a Prius.
Oh, yeah. That's going straight in F tier.
Maybe you know of us. You know of car. I would give a fucking second-gen Prius a fucking S tier. That's a fucking S tier car.
No, no. Because every single time I drove it for longer than 3 hours, it gave me a headache. I'm not.
But like, it'll go up and down tier based off of like what type of car it is and is it good at what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. Mm.
So like, if a Prius is on S tier with a Lamborghini, that's because the Prius is really fucking good at being what it is.
I would put the Prius, like, I think it would be giving really, I would just put Toyota Prius as an S tier, not like any specific generation.
Well, if you count the new ones, yes, I would
agree. The new ones look fucking awesome.
Yeah, and they actually accelerate really good too, because I saw one going off of an on-ramp. And it was trying to merge with traffic, and it just left. It fucking went. I was like, Jesus Christ. Okay.
And if you suggested if the listeners that suggested a vehicle and it's not a car and it's like a forklift or something, fuck you, you're banned.
I don't know. I'll leave that up to me.
Yeah.
We'll be going in the pee-pee-poo-poo, I'm a loser tier at the bottom.
For the first three cars, do we want to do our personal vehicles? Or do we want to just go into the...
Like, I think we should just go...
Three cars wouldn't be enough.
Yeah, no. Okay, we'll go ahead and start with the
number one
listener-listed cars.
If you didn't put a year for the car, it's not going on there, because... If a car's been around for 40 fucking years and there's eight different chassis.
I'm looking through the first, like, 50. Three people put a year down.
Okay.
Wonderful. So
we're just going to have to go. We're just going to have to do it. All right. So the first person to put in a response, we got 183 responses. I switched them
around. We're about to have nine of them that did it correctly.
Yes.
Right.
So the first person out of 183 responses is Logan the Car Guy, and they said Chevy S10.
It's a solid D tier car. Every generation. Well, you know, the earlier ones were a lot nicer, I think.
Mm-hmm. I would argue based off of just the ridiculous aftermarket support for the S10, I think that would go in A tier because of what I've seen people fucking do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And how many things I've seen people do with them.
Yeah, but like, is it the cyclone? That aftermarket compared to like
a Honda Civic aftermarket? Is it like that? Now that's an insane aftermarket. I would say like
it's well, because like there's fucking, you can just order a swap kit for different LSs that'll go in, and there's swap kits.
Well, that's just every GM product.
Yeah, no, but there's
literally every single thing GM makes. I can buy an LS swap kit for my B-Body State Roadmaster, and I'm going to do that.
So do we want to say D-tier, B-tier, C-tier?
Why don't we just have like three different tier lists for each of us?
No, we got to go by the one. It's got to be like a conglomerate of all of our thoughts.
I would say.
Well, that's what Moist Meter does. That's what Moist Critical does.
We're just doing the one.
I think it would stay in C tier.
So C, D.
Fine, C.
Put it in C? All right, C tier. Yeah. Chevy F10, C tier.
The Vortec 4.3 can fucking eat my asshole for breakfast. I fucking hate working on those fucking engines. I know they're not that hard, but I fucking hate it.
Next car, Walker 62738 says my E55 AMG wagon.
Very cool. S tier for sure.
Well, it's an E55 and a wagon, so I imagine it's either a 211.
Or probably along a 210 or a 211. Yeah, I fucking love those cars. They're so goddamn cool.
I would forego, this is going to be controversial, but be as a tech, I would bump any 211 down to an A tier because of the god awful bullshit dumbass way that you have to adjust the rear toe.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forget that they're German. Never mind. Yeah, A tier.
There's fucking 3 fasteners you have to loosen to do one adjustment, and 2 of the fasteners are on the same fucking hole. It's the dumbest fucking thing ever I've ever seen in my life, and I don't care what anybody says. That is the reason why I own a 212 and not a 211.
That's a solid A tier.
The 212 A-tier. Is easier to work on. It has one fucking bolt to do the rear toe adjustment.
A tier. Okay, what's the whole name of the car?
E55 AMG wagon.
Okay.
Bless you. Havoc Hunter 20 says Mini Cooper Clubman S.
Wait, what year? Isn't there like
fucking... That's hard for me because I fucking hate working on Mini Coopers, but holy fuck, they are so... Wait, did you say Clubman?
Yeah, Clubman S. Isn't that the one with like the reverse hat fucking shit?
Clubman S. Is that the fucking... Yeah, is that the fucking one that looks like Ness with his hat on backwards?
Yeah.
Love my Ness. I don't know. Any new Mini Cooper is garbage to me. Like, literally all of them are garbage because they're just... I don't know. There's a direct correlation between new-ish cars, like brand new cars. Like, the newer Minis lost some of their quality. Like early Minis, like, I mean, everybody knows they're really fucking garbage to work on. It was like the second generation of the new Mini Coopers.
I wanted year models to, because there's different fucking
like
eras.
The thing is the Mini Cooper driving experience is so much fun. It's driving Minis is incredible.
Yeah, because it's a little car and it's pretty fucking
zippy. The little tiny one, that's why I say like the early ones, like the R56 and the, I forget what the other ones are, like right before those, but the very early and like redone, I don't know, like a up to 2008, I would say, Minis are really fucking fun to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I know all Minis are pretty much fun to drive, but those are like fun out of the box.
So the modern ones, do we want to put in B?
The modern ones can eat my ass. I fucking hate them.
We put it in D, F,
so
or trash.
I would do that as a, I don't know, C. C-tier because the
C
the
is drive, middle of the road. It's decent. It does what it's supposed to.
D.
D-tier. There we go.
I don't know. Maybe the Clubman S is better than I remember, but.
Maybe. Instagram user War and All says Ford Flex. I have no experience with this car. I just
Ford
know
Flexes
it's a big,
look really cool. It's a I really like the way they look.
They look cool.
Suitcase of a car.
They look cool. the EcoBoost ones are really fast, but
the EcoBoost one, there's people that tune those fucking things to like almost 600 fucking horsepower.
No, you can tune the fuck out of an EcoBoost, but like when I think of Ford Flex, I think of like an NA one that came in because it's randomly overheating and no one can figure out why. And they're like, oh, actually, it's because your water pump is your bearing in your water pump is starting to fail and it's cutting a hole inside of the block and some coolant is going in your oil and it's causing air bubbles in your oil. And guess what you got to do the water pump? You got to take the whole fucking engine apart because it's driven by the timing chain.
Ooh, that's great.
You know how much fun it is to tell a customer, it's like, oh, hell yeah, water pumps. $3,800.
Why Ford doesn't make that design anymore?
We gotta take the timing chain apart, and because your water pump failed, we have to like figure out a way to fix a hole in your engine block. And they're like, "Yeah, we're not gonna fix it. You can just keep it." I don't know. That's not like an exact estimate, but I remember a long time ago we got. It was either an Edge or a Flex for a water pump, and they were just like, just keep it. You can just keep the car. And we were like, we don't want it.
C-tier? I think it stays in C tier.
Yeah, that's a solid C. Cool.
If it wasn't for the NA version, it'd probably be higher.
Hell yeah. Refamous Actual says 4Runner.
That's big fucking...
I mean, every 4Runner is good.
I know there's one 4Runner that's like kind of not great.
Probably like a V8. I don't know. Like, I don't know what gen it is. Fourth gen? Fifth gen? The one from the early 2000s.
They had the 4.7, didn't it?
Yeah, with the 4.7. That's a fucking awesome engine. But holy fuck, have you ever heard one that doesn't have an exhaust leak? Because I haven't.
I think I've only heard one that had 4.7 that had an exhaust leak. The rest are pretty well.
Maybe it's a Northwest thing then.
It is definitely a rust thing over there. There's not that much rust.
Cars don't really rust here, but it's not a rust thing. I think it's just like a moisture thing.
Maybe.
It's damp. It's very damp. I think it's very wet here. It's very wet and damp in Washington.
I think 4Runners as a whole in general.
Base boost that.
I think 4Runners in general should either go in A or S tier.
Yeah, like I mean, if you're looking for a car that will just go and you just need to change
the literal only downside to a 4Runner is the fucking gas mileage. That's the only downside.
Yeah, and the only other downside to a 4Runner is it's not a Land Cruiser.
Exactly.
So should that put it in A for that?
That's a solid A tier. Like a Land Cruiser would be like an S tier, but the Land Cruiser is an A tier for sure.
The aftermarket support for the 4Runners is fucking ridiculous.
Fucking Toyota.
I know, you can do fucking anything.
Can you show the Patreon members what the list looks like so far, Pixie?
Sure.
Because that's what we have to go by. Okay.
Looks like that.
Hell yeah.
I literally can't even read that.
It's a visual representation. That's what we got going by right now.
Representation. These nuts.
Dale. Blake Owens says Mercury Marauder.
S. Cobra Mustang engine. Victoria.
Wait, is the Marauder a four valve?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's not just the Intech motor. It is literally the Cobra Mustang engine.
It's the Mach 1/Cobra motor.
Yeah, let me fucking fact check that. Let me just make sure because someone's gonna be like, no.
I wondered why the fucking Marauder was so sought after and shit. I didn't know it had the four valve.
Yeah, and you got a fucking like custom leather jacket when you bought it too. Like they give you, they're like, here's a jacket, and they're like, you're like, whoa. Also,
I can't believe it. I did not know it had the quad cam.
Yeah, and it's got it's a super cool car. I want a Mercury Marauder if you have one. I also want message a Mercury me. Marauder. I'm not paying $10,000 for it though. Fuck you.
You could pull the fucking engine out of a
Terminator. It has the,
and just throw it in there.
It has the 302 horsepower 4.6. So yeah.
Hell, so no one Cobra engine.
They're fucking cool. Yeah, 100% S tier. Especially
that's our first S tier car.
I agree.
It's a Crown Vic with 300 horsepower. Like, yeah, they fuck and they sound really cool.
It's a Crown Vic with two extra cams in it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really fast Crown Vic that and it's is still all black. They blacked out the lights. They blacked out the grill. There's no chrome trim on the car. It's so cool. It's like except for the wheels. It's like a modern day GNX, except not as fast, I think, which is funny.
But those quad cams take power.
Oh yeah, you could literally just slap a fucking supercharger in it and boost the fuck out of it, and it would be faster than a Hellcat. It would be it'd be really easy to do.
past 450 horsepower, you need to build the motor, but still.
No.
It's not the Cobra. It's not the Terminator. It doesn't have the forged piston.
No. Well, you just Coyote swap it.
Why would you do that, though? The 4.6 sounds better than the Coyote.
Yeah, but then you could say it's Coyote swap. I don't know.
I mean, you can literally just throw a Coyote in it because the modular system on the Crown Vic and they everything.
Get like a Coyote and a Crown Vic would probably get pretty good gas mileage on the highway too.
Yeah, about 17, probably.
My Mustang got like 30 on the highway sometimes.
Hell mine doesn't,
which was crazy. I mean, it was probably just a really healthy one because I redline the shit out of it all the time.
Yeah. I'd say that.
Yeah, a red line a day keeps the car in a way, buddy.
Hell yeah. Exquisite Lamp says 2001 Subaru S7/S8 rally car.
That S7, what is that?
We can't.
Is that just the Subaru rally car from 2007?
I guess.
That's a car that we can't fucking legally drive on the road.
Yeah, that's a race car.
We're not ranking cars that we can't fucking drive.
There should be a race car category. Just put it in that.
In race car tier.
There isn't race car tier.
Make a race car tier.
I can't. There's no more room.
Put it on another page.
Fucking, I'll cut this tier in half.
Yeah, it's literally just the WRC car from the 2001. Yeah,
the blue one.
I mean, yeah, that's a fucking. It's a race car. All race cars are S tier by default. Doesn't even matter what kind of car it is. I fucking Volkswagen Polo Cup car is a fucking S tier car because it's a race car. Doesn't matter what it is. All race cars are cool.
What model WRX was it?
S7? S8? Right? I think.
I put S7, so...
Alright, cool. Rev up that not a car tier, because we got MotoClick saying the BMW S1000RR.
That's not a car. Not
your
a car.
Band.
Your band.
Not a car.
Going in the band tier.
Not a car.
Cali 2604 says 1987 Toyota MR2.
Is that the blocky one?
An AW11 is a fucking fantastic car. It is probably one of the most fun cars you can have for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could find a fucking... Somewhere, you can find a $1,500 fucking MR2.
It's a mid-engine.
It used to be $1,500, but now they're not. But you could have bought a $1,500 MR2 and just fucking throw it around. I mean, there are places you can still buy them for that cheap, but they're probably going to need a lot of work and they don't run. But I mean, it's a Toyota. You can just fix it and make it better. It's like a Honda.
What tier would you put it in?
A little more expensive. It's a solid A tier car.
MR2, all generations of MR2, I would put in A tier.
Hell yeah.
They're all so different, though.
They're all so different, but they're all fantastic.
They are all fantastic. That's like true.
Even the ugly last gen one, that thing drove phenomenal.
They are so fucking fun to drive.
Yeah.
The frog. The everybody I know calls them the frog. The frogs. The frog. Train of thought has left the station.
the M frog or two.
Ford Tech 1397 says first gen Ford Explorer.
I am biased, so am I disqualified?
Not necessarily. I have some experience with that.
I've never worked on a not shitty one is the problem. No. I've never worked on one that actually wasn't a giant pile of crap, but they're good cars. Like I have a second gen Explorer, which is a 95, which is the first year of a 95. And it is a it's the car I was almost born in that car. So like I love that car, but it's an S tier for me, obviously, because it's mine. Probably be like a D tier for everyone else.
should we keep it in C?
They're good cars, though. If you want one, they're basically free. If you want one, first, just look on Marketplace for 1991 to 1994 Ford Explorer, and you will find at least 10 that are less than $1,000. I promise.
Staying in C tier.
C tier. There we go. Josh Jaguar 115 says Toyota RAV4.
Why didn't he say Jaguar? I feel like that would have been something that a guy with Jaguar in his name would say, you know?
Maybe.
I know the earlier...
What did he say, though? Toyota what?
RAV4.
I know the first-gen RAV4s were kind of shit, especially the V6 one.
First-gen, I don't think they had a V6 RAV4 in a first-gen.
I might be thinking...
You're thinking of a second-gen. But the first-gen RAV4 is kind of fucking hard to work on. It's really weird. Like, it's a four-cylinder, but it leans really back. Like far back in the bay, doing a steering rack on a first gen fucking Toyota RAV4 is a fucking nightmare. Same with I did a clutch in one too, and I was like, I would rather fucking chop my legs off and eat them than do this job.
Yeah. But like the later ones and the newer ones are all really good.
Oh, the new ones are fantastic because it's just a crossover. It's just every new crossover you can buy today that's not a Nissan or a Chrysler product is good,
or
pretty
a Mitsubishi.
Much. Or, well, I mean, Mitsubishi doesn't sell cars domestically here anymore, really.
They only sell crossovers.
Yeah, and they're all bad.
And the Mercury Mirage. <All bad. laughs> They're all bad.
They're all bad.
So what tier?
I forgot the car.
RAV4.
Good. A tier. That's a solid A.
A tier.
RAV4 going into A tier. NJR156 says F-15C.
That's a plane.
You're fucking banned.
That's a fighter jet. Fighter jets are all S tier.
Unless it's Russian.
I don't know.
It's funny.
I don't have a fighter jet. If I had a fighter jet and it was any, I don't know, like a shitty fucking fighter jet, I would still be like, I got a fighter jet. What do you have? Not a fighter jet. That's right. Fighter
jets are kind of
I have a Saab.
Like trash.
A Saab is kind of like a fighter jet.
The SU-27 is pretty sick. I mean, I kind of like
sick,
that
but
one.
It's there's some quality control issues with
kind of like the
every domestic
nice.
Car.
It was pretty cool. Jason Saxby says 9/11. I don't think he's talking about the terrorist attack. I think he's talking about the Porsche. So
he didn't say Porsche in the thing. He's banned. 9/11 going in the banned tier.
That's a day.
Yeah, that's a day. That's not a car.
Is that where we're going? Okay.
Where are we going with that? Fuck you.
Porsche 911 09 says what?
Porsche 911s are all S tier. Like literally every generation.
But you said just 911, so fuck you.
Did he put a slash?
No, it literally just says 911.
Okay, well, the emergency, we can put our emergency services as a S tier because they are very cool. Thank you, everyone who is an emergency person, unless you're a shitty cop.
Then fuck you.
Then fuck you. But if you're not a shitty cop, keep doing a good job, buddy.
Not a Cactus 09 says the McLaren F1 Lego car.
It's not a car. That's a Lego car. That's not a car.
Should have known better.
Posted a picture of it.
Damn, he actually posted a picture
banned.
Of it. Ban.
Trevor Davis 206 says Honda Element.
I'd say those are a solid B tier because
Honda Elements are. I fucking love Honda Elements.
They're rad.
I love almost every Honda, but The only thing I really have that's a complaint about any crossover or four-wheel drive Honda is the four-wheel drive is not really that good for off-roading. They're good for, like, the snow and, like, general traction just while you're driving in, like on a wet road or on gravel. But, like, for off-roading, it kind of just doesn't really work. Mm-hmm. Unless you modify it, but...
Why would you do that?
I mean, you can put like locking diffs in Honda VTM transmissions, and they're like all wheel drive all the time. But that kind of fucks everything up.
Yeah.
You can also build a VTM all wheel drive Civics, which is fucking crazy, and I kind of maybe might do that.
Hell yeah!
To build a rally car out of a car that I might be getting in here. In
so Honda Element, what tier?
That's a solid A tier. No, B. B tier.
Honda Element's the first B tier car.
Hell yeah. What is your name? Huxley Lenix says 2016 Hyundai Veloster Turbo.
Velosters are fucking fun. I mean, I haven't really worked on too many of them.
The early Velosters are fucking garbage. But the 2016 and up, like the newer ones, those are pretty fucking solid.
I like how they look like a Hot Wheels car.
Yeah, they're really cool looking.
They got three doors. There's no door on the passenger side in the rear.
Yeah, I noticed that.
No, there's no door on the driver's side rear.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So okay.
That's the whole marketing for that was like, oh, so your passengers don't have to walk into traffic to get inside. They all slide in from the passenger side. And that was like, why? Oh, yeah, three doors.
You gotta fucking park on the street because the car, the doors are so fucking big.
Like just Mustang the driver doors. Door is, just the driver door is big.
As long as a football field.
Yeah. I'd say the Veloster is a solid B car.
Yeah, but that puts the Veloster in the same category as the Element. I guess
it's not. You don't want to think of it that way because they're all kind of separate things.
Yeah, I guess they are separate. Okay, yeah, I would say solid B tier car, and like they're not bad, but I mean your engine's gonna blow up at some point.
Well, he said specifically the 2016 Veloster. That's when Hyundai started to get their shit together.
Yeah, they started making cars that weren't complete garbage. They were just pretty garbage. Mm-hmm. They're like, these are better.
All but Hyundai not products, good. Like I want to say 2018 and up are really solid.
Yeah. Well, especially with their fucking warranty. They're going to be under warranty for like another 5 fucking years if it's a 2018.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Hyundai and Kia always had a really big warranty.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't do math. That's probably wrong.
10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Robert Hansen 782 says 2013 Hyundai Accent.
Another Hyundai.
Yeah, an accent. Accents are crappy.
That's a straight to F tier.
It's an F tier car, honestly.
There we go.
The early 2000s ones actually aren't that bad because I think those got the 3.3.
I don't know.
The 3.3 Hyundai V6 was
garbage.
Pretty reliable for the most part. It just didn't make any fucking power.
Yeah.
What year was it?
They said 2013.
2013 Accent. F tier.
I was... D.
D? Okay.
D. They're not... I mean, there are worse cars than a 2013 Hyundai Accent.
Yeah, but remember,
there are a lot more better cars.
We're not really comparing cars to other cars. We're just kind of like, does it do what it's supposed to do, and is it bad at
it? We're not comparing cars to other cars. So I thought that's what this whole list was.
No, it's, well, so like, that's what I'm saying. What I tried to explain earlier is like, why is a Prius in S tier with like a Lamborghini or something?
Yeah, because they do different things.
That's what I'm still comparing them though. It's like this is S tier. Like this is S tier because this, all the shit here. This one's for totally different reasons. That's why this is here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll go to the next one here. Tree Spikes 323 says Mercedes-Benz 300D.
Oh fuck yeah! Like a W123.
Oh, yeah.
A W123 300D is probably the most reliable car ever made, unironically. Those are cars that never break. Well, they do, but they leak oil everywhere, and they are really, really slow. I don't know. Eric, I don't know if you've ever driven a naturally aspirated, like, 300D or 300CD before, but they are slower than a four-cylinder, four-wheel-drive Ford Ranger. Mm-hmm. Like, they're slower than an air-cooled Volkswagen.
The oldest Mercedes that I've driven is a 1999 S-Class. I think it was like an S400. And yeah, that it was not fast. Made a lot of noise. Yeah,
but the S400 is like, I don't know.
Probably way faster than the 300.
A scooter is faster than a fucking W123. Like any of them.
That's funny.
They are so slow. They're like so slow. They slow down when you're going up a hill at like 40.
Oh, God.
Like they are that slow.
You got a wide open throttle to go at a fucking tiny 5% incline.
Yeah. My dad had one. He had a 300 CD, which the 300 CD is like, they're really slow. There are slower ones. Like the 240D is slower, which is hard to believe. You know what? Hang on.
Oh boy.
1978 Mercedes 300D 0 to 60 time.
16.3 seconds.
16.9 seconds.
You were close. Wow.
Close. I was close and I was too fast of a guess.
My Explorer does 0 to 60 in like 12 seconds or something, which is crazy.
My Prius did 0 to 60 in 9.
That car gets to 60 after I do the quarter mile.
16.9 seconds. You know what? Let me just get my fucking stopwatch out.
Are we going to actually count 19 or 16.9 seconds?
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Real time.
You need to put in a clip of just acceleration noises.
Yeah. We are at 10 seconds. Jesus fucking Christ.
That is how long it is.
And that's how wide open throttle.
That's full throttle. No passengers, just you.
That's big how long fuck it off takes. Car. So what? B tier? A tier?
That's A tier for sure. Yeah.
What was like, the year model?
Just 300D. I don't know. I'm using the W123 as an example because that is I honestly can't think of a more reliable car / engine ever like that. Other than like a couple other like early OM 6 something engines, like the diesel ones that are mechanically injected. Fuck, they run forever. You just do valve adjustments and change the oil and that's it.
The mechanically injected diesel 4-cylinder Hilux, I would argue.
Oh yeah. Well, we never really got those.
We didn't get those, but
there are more reliable cars, but like here in the US, there aren't too many more than that.
It's kind of hard to beat the reliability of a diesel with a mechanical fuel system.
Yeah.
You can just the world ended. There's no more gasoline. Let me take this used oil and put it in the gas tank and the car will run and drive.
Like yeah, nothing. You can convert them. You can convert them to biodiesel too. I don't know too much about them, but like, they're super fucking reliable. They're so good. They are very good. Yeah. Okay, next.
Next car. What? Yeah, we put that in A, right?
A.
Yeah. For sheer reliability.
Yeah, mostly that.
Hell yeah. We got a VKD69420. Says Tesla Roadster. I think he said Roadster is what he meant to say.
So the early Tesla Roadsters were cool. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know. As for an early electric car, they were like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah,
but I mean, like
it's based off a Lotus chassis, which is sick.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much it's based off of it, but I know it's like very similar. But I don't know. I remember I've read both. They're the same car, and I've read, oh no, they're completely unrelated. They're just based off each other. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what it is.
You probably used the raw chassis as a base and then went from there, if I had to take a wild
probably. And they probably used like the general suspension or any structure, probably, but they had to modify it a lot for batteries, I assume. Yeah. I don't know. I've never worked on one.
Me either.
Done a bunch of other Teslas, but I never worked on a model.
So what tier would you guys put that in?
For lack of information, we want to put it at C.
No, let's keep it C.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
I'd say put it in B because of the notoriety B that it had. Yeah.
They're very cool. Yeah. I mean, I see one, I'm like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. I remember seeing one at a Cars and Coffee back in like 2014, and I was like, holy shit, look at that thing.
That's I get cool more looking. Excited when I see an Elise, just because it's a car you can just go and take on the racetrack and just fuck it up. But like, yeah.
All right, Kyle Olson 25 says first generation Dodge Viper.
Ooh, that is a very cool car.
It's about as raw as a driving experience.
I've never driven one. But I've ridden in one.
I know it wants to murder you at all times. I know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, raw, because there's no assists whatsoever.
Yeah, like, I know they drive like crap, but
the experience is crazy.
But the car is so cool. It's like a DeLorean.
I would put it at A tier.
Yeah, that's a solid A tier. Like, yeah.
Would you say the ACR Viper would be S tier, if that's the case?
Because it improved on everything? But they are very cool.
Personally, I would say the last generation Viper is an S tier car because I've driven one of those. Those drive phenomenally well, and there's plenty of.
I've heard a lot of really good things. Yeah, probably S tier. I mean, I don't really know too much about the new one, or the newest one rather.
Final generation, the interior quality is fucking awesome. The car drives.
As good a quality as a Chrysler product can be.
Yeah.
It's actually probably the best Chrysler interior ever. It's like why didn't they make the interior of the rest of their cars this good?
Because it would be more than $3 to make. So
the third generation Viper, just as is, out of the box, do nothing to it. It's a fucking phenomenal car.
Hell yeah.
I would go out of my way. If I had the money, I would go out of my way to buy like a 2001 Viper GTS, like red with the white stripes. The coupe, not the convertible. I don't want the convertible. I don't want that one. Nobody wants that. Everybody gets those because they're fucking $40,000, but they're not that good. The GTSs are so. They look so good. Hell yeah. And their manual one has a V10.
Last one for this episode, because we're going to split this into two parts. Spectre 2420 says 1993 Toyota Camry.
It's and car is really fucking reliable.
Yeah, it's a solid B. I mean, an Accord would be better, but you know, it's a solid B.
Put that in B tier. All right, thank you for listening to this first part of the tier list.
Bye.
Episodes, flag time.
Welcome back to the next step.
We need to say names before
we
leave.
Mention what's in Sterling's.
We'll do that later. All right. Thank you to our premium Patreon members for keeping the show going. And thank you so much, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Ben, Big Blue Caddy, Chat, Jid Mango, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devin, Newbie, Devine, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Ellis Chato, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hack, Flock, Tom Foolery, Hal, Jamie BH 911, Jan Hankey, JJ the Tech, JJ Knight 00, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cars of Sumas, Luna Cat Eye, Mad Mike, Mad Max 5, Masonite 500, Maxine Prudhomme, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mississippi King, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Keegan John, Savage Actual 1556, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Stirworks, Steve Henriquez, Tagron, The Big Maple, The Forklift Guy, Vubula, William Martin, Woodwood, Leasing Darkness. And, but in Japanese, thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show. And welcome to Flag Time, everybody.
Oh, fuck.